Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh, because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine, and that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. JakesMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Watertower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
Two.
Bears win. They beat the 49ers. Keep it here for the recap and a look ahead to their next game versus the Lions on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welch Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. The Bears improved to 3-9 on the season with a 26-6 win over San Francisco yesterday. Bears were dominant, especially the defense, who sacked quarterback Colin Kaepernick six times. And that performance has players like defensive end Akeem Hicks thinking big.
Why not win out? You know what I mean? There's no reason that we shouldn't go out there and play some of our best football of the year. There's a million excuses to be had, and everybody can point a finger as to why we're not doing what we want to do. But it's really up to us to go out there and take it. And that's the message that Fox puts out there for us every week.
You can hear more of that conversation with Akeem Hicks at MullyandHanley.com. Bears travel to Detroit to take on the Lions next Sunday. Monday Night Football tonight, the Jets host the Colts. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score, beginning at 6:45. Guard Rajon Rondo has been suspended one game by the Bulls for getting into a heated argument with an assistant coach during Saturday's loss to Dallas. He'll serve that suspension tonight when the Bulls host Portland. Jimmy Butler, though, says there's no problem with Rondo in the locker room.
Those have been great. I think this is just another bump in the road. I think he's an outstanding leader. He's a phenomenal damn teammate, and I back him on everything. So I'm with him through everything. We all are, and we can't wait to have him back.
Meanwhile, Doug McDermott a little further along the road to recovery. Today, the team assigned him to the Windy City Bulls as he works his way back from a concussion. Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews missed his sixth straight game with an upper body injury in yesterday's loss to Winnipeg. Coach Joe Quenneville says Toews will be reevaluated later this week as his injury isn't improving. Hawks will also be without goalie Corey Crawford for 2 to 3 weeks after he had his appendix removed over the weekend. Hawks host the Coyotes tomorrow night at the UC. In baseball, USA Today's Bob Nightingale says the Washington Nationals are trying to acquire both Chris Sale and Andrew McCutchen. Jim Bowden reporting the Cubs are one of six teams still in on closer Kenley Jansen. John Morosi says the Cubs are also among the teams inquiring about Royals closer Wade Davis. The Giants have signed closer Mark Melanson to a four-year, $62 million deal. Dodgers re-signed former Cub Rich Hill to a three-year, $48 million deal. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And join Hub Arkush for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
That Lackey makes me laugh every time. Thank you, John Lackey. Thank you, A lot of other people. Thank you, Julie DeCaro, who had our updates today. Appreciate you, Julie. Thank you to our guests, James Big Cat Williams, Adam Kegs and Eggs Kramer, and Hub Arkush, I believe it's pronounced. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski are the producers, and they are fine, fine young men. Kevin Zipak helped as well. Brian Gersh says the video streaming does it well. Watch 670thescore.com. Tomorrow on the show, Ross Tucker for his regular NFL hit. We'll talk to Bruce Levine from out at the winter meetings and more. Time now for the Boars and Bernstein Show. Matt Abatacola is in for Terry and is here with Danny. Hello, boys.
What's happened? It was quite a weekend of stuff. Mm-hmm. Fascinating to, because I was listening last week when Pete Futek called exactly what was going to happen, and indeed all of that, and we saw everything happen in front of us and people stated their cases and it ended up being just fine, and I think you got to be cool with the way it all ended up,
except if you're not, which case for me, and you want an eight teamer.
Oh, that, I always have. I wouldn't mind that, but
or a six teamer. Imagine how perfect a six teamer would be right now, and Alabama gets a bye.
But they're locked in, though. I mean, this is locked in until what year? I mean, so
I think this is another 3 years on the deal, if I'm not mistaken. I'll check right now, though.
Minimum, I thought. Yeah, I think it'd be a while. So, I mean,
even if you want to go back to what the best games will be or who the best teams are, I completely am astonished that this Penn State thing is what it is in terms of them thinking that they're better than either Clemson or Ohio State or Washington. Hell, they got trounced by Michigan, who's behind them for some reason because they lost to a good Ohio State team in Iowa. But yeah, the best games, you know, I still think you got to look at it. If you're the CFP committee, what would provide the best games? Alabama, Washington is going to be an ass kicking. That's just simple. That's going to be a throttling. I think Ohio State.
Yeah, it's a throttling.
Yeah. I think Ohio State Clemson is going to be pretty fun. I think that's going to be the best bowl game, to be honest with you.
Well, Clemson is fun.
Yeah.
They're fun because you can score on them.
Yes, and they have some dynamic offensive players in Mike Williams and Deshaun Watson as well. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's Alabama and everybody else. So you're just trying to, you know, lead the lambs to slaughter now.
That's yeah, and then you know the Bears game is on, and you're kind of like, oh, okay, this might be different. And I don't really mind that they won. Everybody I was around, everybody grousing, and I understand that you can make an argument. Fine, intellectually, I understand draft position has actual value. Whether you want to use the Jimmy Johnson board or however you use your point system, I get it.
It just doesn't make any sense as you're watching a game, nor does it for the humanity of the people involved, right?
Or maybe the establishment of some kind of culture that promotes success. And once you get used to losing, look, we saw it in the NBA.
How does it get you closer to a championship, Dan?
That's the question. And I think on balance, if John Fox is going to be around, if Ryan Pace is going to be around, if you believe that young players need to feel themselves succeed or feel them contribute, I think there's some validity to the idea that winning can be good for you.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you can't go out and lose deliberately in football. I mean, especially that game. If they tried, like, you know how hard they would have to try to lose that game yesterday?
Man.
I mean, Barkley would have deliberately had to throw just interception after interception.
I mean,
well, like about deliberate fumbles.
Putting bad players out on the field so that you can get the purposes that you intended for.
I don't know if the Bears have players bad enough to lose the 49ers.
They got some young players who matter a little bit. Although, if you were trying to lose, all you do is either throw or flip the ball to Jordan Howard over and over again. I have never...
Ping pong.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I know
ping pong paddles.
We used to make fun of Kellen Davis for the number of times he just hit him in the chest, to hit him in the face.
Right, but he was a tight end.
I know,
but I mean, it's a little tiny bit different.
Where is this
toss plays?
You can't run a toss, and we're going to start looking at a differential here. How many was it? Was it Wendell Tyler of the Rams and the 49ers? I would need some help there. But just as far as really good
worse hands,
really good backs
with bad hands,
with either fumbleitis or like
Okoye, yeah. I think is the gold standard for he's going to kill you. May run for 160 yards. Don't you dare throw a football in his direction.
Yeah, that's probably the definitive answer.
And then they had Barry Word after that, who couldn't catch either. So that was kind of like their MO. Just get running backs who can never catch the football.
Spiegel's thinking about the Tecmo Bowl now.
No, I'm looking at the all-time leaders in fumbles in the history of the NFL.
It was Roman Gabriel. Was he?
Brett Favre, number one.
Adrian Peterson had a fumbling problem early in his career as well.
Yes,
he did.
Tiki Barber was the one who had the terrible problem. Then Tom Coughlin.
Five-point
technique. Yeah, it taught him a technique.
The exploding heart technique?
No.
But that's why.
5 points in a football.
Oh. That's why I believe that people can learn it. People can learn it. Tiki Barber learned it.
But
it's not really fumbling.
Yeah,
it's catching.
I mean,
he was part of it against the Titans where they had the 11 drops.
Mm-hmm.
He was part of that because he had a wide open.
Yeah, you're four in that game. You remember when Michael Jordan at the end of like a blowout and Dickie Simpkins would be in? You just watch the bench. It was my favorite thing to do when we're sitting on press row. Is it
killing
any time they would pass to Simpkins and Jordan had this whole thing where he would like pantomime, like sticking his fingers into the ball and just roasting.
Some
him.
Dudes just don't have roasting those him. Kinds of hands. Some guys, especially in basketball, some guys. The best is a big man who isn't looking at the entry pass and just it sticks to his hand. Like, for all the things that we said about Eddie Curry had the softest set of hands you would see on any 19-year-old.
The softest everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. some dudes just have Thurman right. Thomas and Roger Craig and Marcus Allen. They, you know, they just had to get their hands around
somewhere
the
around it. It was
stuck. Yeah. LeSean McCoy made a catch yesterday where he put up his right arm and it was behind him and he's like, I got it. He just caught it one-handed, then brought it down and just kind of kept holding the ball
that way. That's a talented man.
Oh my God.
Talented special athlete.
See,
right.
This was my moment yesterday.
Have you seen the play by Khalil Mack, though, speaking of
Over and over.
Right. Come on.
He's a closer.
Keeps doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they can't stop anybody. It's like, okay, all right,
and
let me get to work.
That defense isn't that good. So he is like, it's not just like, okay,
I know,
who
are
we
going to
worry about here?
Anybody.
It's like, oh, no, but it's not like who are we going to worry about on this line. It's Khalil Mack. And nobody, Bruce Irvin every once in a while, but you know they chip, they double team him,
especially
in those situations, and he wins the game for
them. That's why I'm waiting to see. I chose yesterday to be happy about Leonard Floyd. I know you beat a dog meat team. I know they're really awful. I get it. I know the conditions are such that it looked like some guys didn't want to be out there. But you know what? If you're kind of right about Floyd and he really is at least developable, the dude's got 7 sacks in 9 games.
Well, you know, early on, I had criticism about Leonard Floyd, but that was only because they were using him in the wrong way. You know, dropping him back in coverage, not really, I think, giving him too much to do and not letting him just go after the quarterback. I mean, you deliberately went up to get this guy because he's a pass rusher that can get the quarterback and has this great speed and technique that you thought would develop at the NFL level.
I don't know that he has that great technique.
I think he does.
I've seen things that he's developed over what I've seen over these games.
And he's missed, what, 2 or 3 games?
He missed 2 games, and they didn't get a single sack as a team in those 2 games.
He's got 6 or 7 sacks as a rookie?
He's played nine games
with 7 sacks. I've seen the guy develop. But again, a part of it's coaching and allowing the guy to do what he can do well. And then you've seen some growth, and I've seen him get off guys quicker and easier. I've seen him get around guys, make a secondary move even at times, which you didn't see at the start.
Right. The key question, and we asked Big Cat about it, you know, some wide receivers are coverage dictators because you're like, oh, I have to worry about that guy. And then you want your defensive pass rusher, your playmaker, to be a protection dictator. And I don't know if Leonard Floyd is going to evolve into that or not. Like Khalil Mack is, but those guys are very few and far between.
If he could be a guy that can get you 10 a year, you know,
that's a first round pick.
Yeah, for a while, Washington, I mentioned Ryan Kerrigan. For a while, Washington had Arakpo and Kerrigan on opposite sides, and we never really talked about either one of them being a premier guy, but
they had
22 sacks a year.
Without
a doubt.
Right. And if you're just about averaging a sack a game, and what more do you want from a guy?
Yeah, because usually sacks mean you're getting 3 or 4 pressures a game.
Right. If you can get 14 plus a season.
Yeah. And the number of times a game is going to change because you knock a ball out.
Right.
You know,
or he gets a safety yesterday. I mean, that was a man safety, too. I just grabbed him and spun him and threw him.
And you know what? The move on that safety, too.
It was a professional move.
That was a real move.
He stepped left, went right, went around him, and just grabbed him, and he tossed him like a child.
I got a chance to see him his freshman year when the defensive scheme of that team was a little bit different, and they weren't messing around and mixing up coordinators. The coordinator got fired and went to go be the coordinator at Louisville, and then all of a sudden, him and Ramiq Wilson, who was a terrific player, if you get a chance to watch him too, another linebacker out of Georgia, they started putting Leonard Floyd on the inside because guys just weren't picking up the new defense. So he came in as a freshman, rushing the edge, being skinny, rail thin, and he had to kind of switch up his specialty because guys weren't acclimating to the defense. So a lot of stuff you saw on tape the last year and last year and a half at Georgia was because their defense was in shambles, even though they were recruiting well. Guys, they had the term, they weren't simplifying the defense enough. Guys weren't allowed to just go play, but that wasn't it. The defense was simple enough. Guys just weren't picking it up. So I think his talent, you'll see with professional coaching as he goes along, as well as a strength and conditioning program over the offseason as well.
So I have this for you. I've been saving this, Jason, because I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute.
Yeah, and this does not count as like a baby shower gift, but it should.
It can.
It should.
It's cool.
It's a teaching tool. Now, I don't know exactly what this is. But it came, you know, Lawrence, this is
feeling like when Jiggins brought, you know, the psychiatrist in for McNeil on the air, you know, all of a sudden he ambushed him.
No. Right, you know, I've been doing this.
No, it kind of feels like
I don't know that story.
Yeah, but there's a guest, and all of a sudden we pick up the phone and is it? Yeah. You don't remember that?
I wasn't here.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm feeling like I'm about to get like DCFS coupons or something.
No.
Jason, Terry had gifts for us, and he came in, and it was extra Halloween candy.
Right,
that was a jarring moment in our lives, man.
I was looking on my porch, and this screamed you.
I didn't pay for it because this arrived as part of this endorsement thing with this company called Loot Crate.
Right.
It's got comic books.
Okay,
this comic book is a mashup of Big Trouble in Little China and Escape from New York.
What?
In one comic book.
Oh, that's not his. That's mine.
This is yours.
Yes.
To
hell with the baby. Look, I need that in my life.
Okay. But at some point.
That's dope.
When you start teaching both Big Trouble in Little China
and Escape from New York,
they are in one special exclusive comic book.
Kurt Classics, man.
Look at Escape that. From Little China?
Yeah, how cool is that? How Jason is that?
It's a search filter on
all
that needs is like a mashup of Northwestern and Michigan football in there, right?
See, of course. Of course that's what you do.
Right? That's all it needs.
Oh, this is awesome. That's great. Man. Thank you.
That just screamed you.
For anybody who doesn't know, like, Big Trouble in Little China is one of the three greatest movies ever made.
I see that movie on the channel guide, and I immediately, like, there's Jason. There's an immediate thought. It will always be
Big Trouble
in Little China, Jason Goff.
Some things become your intellectual property through the years. Predator's mine because I haven't seen it.
Well, we're gonna work that out,
nah,
too.
Nah, I'm good.
Well, he got mad at me for not seeing Dances with Wolves.
I wasn't mad. I was just surprised you'd never seen it.
It is surprising because you like artsy, you know, pieces of work
just
like that.
Never interested.
Because of Kevin Costner?
You've never seen Braveheart either.
Correct. Honka.
Dude,
one of my favorite movies of all
time. I know
you
love that
movie. I love Braveheart.
That's the movie that I've always got something to do. You know, like I start.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, no, I started and then like 30 minutes.
Clean the garage.
Yeah,
again.
No, like 30 minutes later, Nicole's like, "Hey, we got to go do this now." And then I'm like, "Come on, like, I got to get past
because,
this one
so
part."
So you never sit down deliberately to watch Braveheart.
I can relate. I have my to do list always starts with one item: do not watch Predator.
Oh no,
really?
On top of my.
So are you? Have you actively eschewed
that's
Predator?
What he's doing
or you
now.
Just
that's what he's
now,
doing
so now you're there.
Now it's a thing.
Now it's a thing. Now it's a thing. Now I'm dug in.
You know what's gonna happen? You're gonna get kidnapped by someone. They're gonna strap you down to a chair. You're gonna tape your eyes open and make you watch Predator,
like you know Malcolm McDowell.
You know, he's gonna love it too.
The sad thing about it is, yes, you will like it. That's the thing about it.
Because it's good dog food.
I'm gonna fight it with all of my core, 100% of my being.
Thank you, man. I appreciate this.
You do.
This is gonna go up in the Jason Goff man area. I've already been told by the
you
way
have a man
the
area.
Well, it's a corner, isn't it?
Well, I learned. You know how big a fan of my couch that I was the time that I bought it last year, right?
Oh, you
know,
loved
we
it,
talked
yes.
about the couch
for a couple
of days.
$80,000 couch.
Well, I learned that we're getting a new couch.
Oh
yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I learned, and she was like,
"You love that couch."
Brother, like very few things in my life.
Oh my goodness!
This couch is like above certain people.
Wait, so you had
that's
a?
Like,
you,
it's like Archie Bunker's
have
chair.
A man space now, or did you? Was it a larger area?
Creating
has
one.
It gotten smaller, or has it always been?
Well, she was like, "This couch screams bachelor and man."
So, yeah, I was.
Dude, yeah, I was a bachelor. Yeah.
What is it?
You can charge your phone on it.
Right.
It's a four motorized recliners.
It's got like a cooler in it.
Yeah, there's a middle wedge that you know you could stick the person you don't like right there.
So what are you gonna do with it?
That's gotta go.
Put it on Craigslist.
I was told she was like, we could put it in storage, which means that I'm never gonna see it again.
No.
She's not gonna tell you where the storage is.
Right. Exactly. Like so.
And by that, I mean she's giving it to a cousin or something.
Exactly. Right. So I found out that this will replace the spot in my heart where the couch used to be.
You know, right, you know what happened to me? It's like I had
when
we got our.
I'm genuinely sad for you.
When we built our house, and I was excited to have an office. I was really excited. I said, "Look," and I pictured it. You know, we'll have the mahogany table, leather bound books, and I'll have this. You know, a nice like a.
It's gonna be awesome.
I just want an office. Yeah. I want a big chair.
Like a real
feel like
office.
Feel like a grown up.
Well, yeah. You wanted to feel like your dad.
I wanted to feel like my dad. Right, like a judge's chambers or something.
Your own pen.
You know, right? A nice, really nice.
It's your stuff. You know what you need? You need a giant globe that's on like a table that's also
you better
also
believe it.
I'm about to say it opens up and then, you got like so vodka in it.
Right.
I've never seen those.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's soap that you can hide liquor in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, you can teach while you drink.
So she starts her business.
I believe Lauren Green used to have one at the beginning of that show.
If you guys see a globe around here soon, don't ask questions. Just let it be.
So now that's her office for her business. And like, I don't even, I have a man shelf, and on this, it's on the, you can't even see it when
like
you walk in.
Heads. It just looks like a radio studio.
It's a couple of awards. Mm-hmm. It's the ball, the actual Atlantic Coast Conference
awards
baseball from my first hit.
Okay.
That's sitting there.
Right.
It is, man.
And that's that's it. And you can't even see them. They're like pushed away to the side.
That's awesome.
All I have to do is Google Globe Liquor Cabinet.
Plus, it's the Italian replica.
There you go.
All right, done. That's full of amaretto.
You can argue that you are an Italian.
No, he's the real thing, damn it. He's the real thing.
He's the real thing.
He's been authenticated. Actually, there's a hologram.
Yeah,
I'll never forget.
He's got a microchip.
Well, I'll never forget when Matt, he explained to me the proper pronunciation of his name.
Abotacola.
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. So your name doesn't rhyme with your first name?
No.
My mind was blown. Like, what?
The English version does. It's not even spelled right anymore. They changed it over.
Over the course of years.
They came over, yeah. There's an A now where there should be an E, but it doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah.
Barese always messing with you.
So you got a man space at least. You can put that up. Because I had a whole basement, then the basement became a wall.
I don't even know.
Now that's all gone.
I have half a shelf.
I feel like I got to buy like a crib here to make my own space, like a separate living space.
All right, so this is how you do it.
Not a flop house, just a place where I can just be a guy at.
That is a studio apartment, not a flop house, just a place where you go.
But the good thing
it's called a pied-à-terre.
But the good thing is, I'm having a little guy, so right. I could start to be like, oh, yeah, this is where he likes to keep his beer.
That's what happened with the basement. Jason, seriously, that's what happened with the basement, that it became like the sports superdome.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's, you know, he needs some place to hit and throw a ball at the wall.
Where
else are we supposed to play hockey? So I totally hid needs to run around somewhere.
But the whole house gets taken over by the kid stuff, and at least with a little dude running around, and Spiegs, you know this, it's little male dude stuff.
Right.
You know, little so toys. There's like, yeah, there's stuff that you can play with even when they're sleeping. Right.
You think you're not kicking field goals with a little goalpost?
You got it.
In an old Nerf ball? You don't think you're just spent hours down there during a game?
In the rim quite often. Kidding me?
That's
Nerf
your
rims. Yeah, no matter what. They're going to fall over on them. I'm going to tell them that shattered glass, clean it up, those kinds of things.
I mean, dude, you know, when
you break it, I'll buy it.
I had the basement. I had my basement plans all figured out, like where the bar was going to go. Mm-hmm. Was working on the bar in the garage. And I even had color samples on the wall. And it was like, that's changed.
No.
We're not going to do that anymore.
No, yeah, I got the, we're going to get a new couch. I'm like, oh, all right, well.
I think,
no matter what, that couch is going to be covered in milk spit.
Well, that's the thing.
It doesn't, regardless.
Unless you keep the kid off of it. You do like a kid couch.
This used to happen back in the day with the plastic that covered the couches.
Yeah, it wasn't milk.
Anybody listening from the community knows
the old couch.
You know, the plastic comes off the couch only for block watch meetings and when the ushers.
You're talking to Italian guys.
I was about to say, yeah.
Relatives. My uncle Bob and my aunt Flo had a living room that was like the nice living room.
Mm-hmm. Considering it.
Dude, there was gates up. There was gates up. You couldn't walk in the room. Yet they still had everything covered in plastic and floor runners.
Yeah,
even though no one was allowed in that room.
You know, I've reached a point in my life where I feel like if I want something, I should probably get it. Because,
life's short.
We're all going to die.
It might never get better than this. You know, life's pretty damn
good.
Could
get a lot worse.
It could get
might
a lot worse.
Might never get better.
I have a lot of gratitude in my life. Right. I'm very happy. So I'm going to buy myself this giant globe liquor cabinet. Absolutely.
How much is it?
Oh, I thought you were buying the Italian globe.
$172.
Oh, Amazon is the worst thing to happen to our partnership.
Oh, my.
At the beginning, he was just just like one button clicking, buying food slicers and all this other
Maddie,
stuff.
You get it. I deserve that, Maddie. I work hard.
You know what? Here's what you do. You tell me when you get it, and I'm going to give you something to put in there.
Oh, you're a beautiful man.
Those balloon glasses would match nicely with a big Cameron Hughes Cabernet.
He doesn't need glasses. He doesn't need glasses.
Pour it straight from the bottle.
Right out of the bottle into his mouth.
Right. All right, what you guys got for us today?
Wait, now I'm thinking about what I would buy.
Right?
To get there.
You wouldn't buy anything. You said if you win the lotto,
I know.
I'm going to eat more Chinese food and I'm going to fly first class.
Right.
What else are you going to do?
I'm so happy in life. No nice cars?
Nothing.
You know what I like?
There's one thing that tempted me.
Rich people act like the America's goal isn't to like strive for more. Like, have you read what Bill Gates bought with his first like real checks? Like, Bill Gates is out here living like a rapper. Everyone likes to act like, oh, you should always remember where you came from.
He bought cars. I'm sorry, about a panda.
He bought cribs. Like, he was out here living like he had just hit his first NBA check.
I'm buying a white tiger.
The Gilbert Arenas Shark Tank. Right.
He bought and killed a Komodo dragon
just to do it on camera.
No, but I'm telling you. You know what was really tempting? There is an arcade video game. An actual stand-up arcade video game.
I don't know why you don't have this.
It's every video game.
Yeah, you need this. You deserve that.
It's every single video game.
And I don't think you deserve much. So you should.
Right.
You should
I agree. I was 100%.
This close. It's like $1,000 or something
like
that.
Just buy it. Why don't you buy it?
I really should.
You don't do anything. You go out to restaurants. You work. You do charity stuff.
I don't go out to restaurants at all.
You do your son's sports
stuff.
Act like
you're paying yourself $80 a month over the next year for your entertainment. That's your.
You know what? Here, this is what you do. This is how I need to buy it.
Every time I almost do it, I can't justify it.
Siphon some money off the charity.
Well, there it is. All of a sudden, you're a defensive tackle.
We'll move you to linebacker.
This will work for you. Starting January 1st.
I hate you and I love you.
January 1st, every day, wake up and write yourself a note that says, I'm dying February 1st. By January 15th, you'll believe it because that's you.
Right.
And then you'll go out and buy it on the 16th. And then on February 2nd, when you're still alive and you have this video game machine, you can thank me.
No, then I'll be dead.
I think you guys have some stuff to work out.
That was awesome.
He is.
Yeah. All right.
We'll give you a few hours.
The Boys of Bernstein show coming up next. Matt Batacola is in for Terry Boers. I got guests and things and topics and all the sportsaroo that you need right here on 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. John Calipari asked for it, and he got it. The Kentucky basketball coach complained a week ago that his team was winning too easily, that it needed to be challenged. Saturday, UCLA waltzed into Rupp Arena and not only challenged the Wildcats, beat them 97-92. If Kentucky goes on to win a national championship this season, Calipari might want to consider sending Bruins coach Steve Alford a thank you note. It isn't just that going through March and into April undefeated has proven impossible since Indiana did it in 1976 because the pressure increases with each victory. And it isn't just that the most recent example is Kentucky's team 2 years ago that was 38-0 going to the Final Four before losing to Wisconsin. It's more about the fact that a loss gives a coach the chance to remind his players they aren't as good as they think they are. Now Calipari has the L and the game tape to prove it. I'm John Feinstein.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Now available in new apple spice flavor.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460, 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you looking for quality eye care for the next phase of your life? VSP Direct has individual vision plans to meet your unique vision care needs. You'll get great coverage on eye exams, progressive lenses, and frames from a VSP doctor you can trust. Call 855-401-1432 to start seeing the next phase of your life more clearly. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details, 855-401-1432.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio AdSensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Events and Adventures. Single, live a life you love. Visit eventsandadventures.com.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups with Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. With every Bears victory, their chances of a higher draft pick in 2017 take a hit. But after beating the 49ers yesterday, Akeem Hicks isn't upset.
It was a great day for our team, man. It was
You know, it's a good feeling. Anytime you get to wake up on Monday morning and you don't have to worry about another L hanging on the Christmas tree.
Bears at 3-9 on the season, fourth worst record in the NFL right now. They'll take on the Lions on Sunday. Monday Night Football tonight on The Score, Jets and Colts, the broadcast at 6:45. Rajon Rondo has been suspended one game by the Bulls for conduct detrimental to the team after arguing with an assistant coach during Saturday's game. Rondo apologized for that yesterday. The Bulls take on Portland tonight. Meanwhile, Doug McDermott has been assigned to the D-League as he recovers from a concussion. Baseball, the Cubs have reportedly shown no interest in bringing back closer Aroldis Chapman. That's what he says. He also says he wants a six-year contract. Closer Mark Melanson signs a four-year deal with the Giants that's worth $62 million, and Rich Hill will stay with the Dodgers on a three-year $48 million deal. This holiday season, get family and friends something they will love, a Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit a Panera or PaneraBread.com for more details. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the World Champion Cubs. Hello, Bob.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Edens.
Jingle. As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Hi. Hello. How was your weekend, Dan?
It was great.
That's great.
It was good. We had
a lot of hockey, right?
We had two hockey games, neither of which went very well, but it was fine. Then it was weird. His baseball team had a basketball game, and then everything was sort of strange. It was like a winter get together where they went over like weight training and stuff, and then they all played basketball.
Oh.
Don't ask.
Okay.
So Matt Bowen at 2, Bruce Levine from baseball's winter meetings at 3, Eric Edholm on the NFL at 4, and then Bears tight end Zach Miller will join us at 5. Surprises along the way as well here on a Bears Monday, on which we have many other things to discuss. We also have giveaways. We like to do this during the holiday season, provide you with free things. So between now and 6 o'clock, we have a copy of the Joe Madden book. We're going to party like it's 1908. We have a pair of $50 vouchers to Jiffy Lube Signature Service Oil Change. I went there after the show on
Friday. Yep.
Indeed. Got everything taken care of. And then I went grocery shopping and some guy came up. He's like, what are you doing here? Like, picking out a pint of strawberries. Like, you don't live around here. So, am I allowed to?
Or you yelled at for your mode of transportation on Friday as well? Someone get mad at you for driving?
Emails like, why did you take the Metra? What do you care?
That's great.
Just bizarre. But no, I felt like an interloper because, you know, I had all the time in the world. I didn't have to be home, and I just wanted to get my shopping done. And it was all right there on Ogden, and I could get my oil change. I could get my shopping done.
I did that when we were in Addison at the Pyramid Sports Bar and Grill.
Right.
And there was a Jewel right next door, yes. And I ran in to get a few things that, you know.
Did he yell at you like you weren't allowed?
Non-perishable. No, no one yelled at me, but I walked in and then just stood there. And I was like, all right, where is everything?
Right, yeah, because you have to relearn it.
Right, because every Jewel is different.
Yep. But this guy, you don't live around here.
Get the hell out of my town.
Your papers are not in order.
Right.
What?
You get nervous, start to get sweaty.
I have to.
Your papers, please, Bernstein.
And then I got all self-conscious when I was going to look at the expiring meat.
Like, who was watching you?
Right, like,
wow, he really does buy expired meat for his kids.
It's not a joke. It's free money. The meat's perfectly good. It just has a sticker on it that says $2 off. It's
right.
Fine.
And it's crawling away out of the bin.
It's still edible.
Catch it.
It's fine. And we also have a $15 gift card to Jets Pizza. You have to be listening if you want to win. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boresandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. The Text Zone is being brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. There is Boers and Bernstein.com. There is the radio.com app. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. He is at Matt Avaticola. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. The producers are Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Bears send in number 83, Daniel Braverman, his first regular season game, rookie out of Western Michigan.
83.
We've been waiting for that.
Yeah, was it worth it?
Very much so. Okay. As long as there's 83 during the game. And you can follow BMAC on Twitter at B_McCaffrey. And you should. He'll yell at you and call you names.
Yeah, he was all over me. I made mention of, you know, wondering about what was going to be involved and what was going to be rewarding about following Brendan McCaffrey on Twitter. And then he takes off on me because I dared to insult him.
That's what
him.
He does. That's
I
good.
I know. He's engaging.
What you need.
Chris Tannehill.
Were you prepared to go into halftime without trying to score? And the timeout gave you an opportunity to rethink that?
Well, I'm hopefully trying to educate our fans a little bit.
Good luck.
Educate the fans a little bit.
Were we trying to go in and not what?
I'm a little.
Did you not want to not score?
I'm just.
Were you trying? You can follow Tanny on Twitter too at Chris Tannehill.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by the question. Yeah, whatever. And the response.
Hey, they won. So got to win.
We're getting some details trickling in about the Rajon Rondo suspension. That apparently he just. This is Joe Cowley, who says a source said that Rondo got into a heated argument with an assistant coach and wouldn't let it rest. It happened Saturday during what was an awful performance in Dallas by both the team and Rondo. And once calmer heads prevailed, both Rondo and the assistant were over it. But this is what happens. It's what happens. It doesn't mean there is a lingering problem, but he's not easy to coach. He is an issue and he is set in his ways. He has some very strong thoughts about things, and that's why he's on yet another team.
Isn't this is three Chicago players in 3 weeks?
Suspended?
Yeah, right?
Well, but for a different
reason.
Doesn't
matter. They're still suspended. We should go for another one next week.
Just because?
Yeah, why not? We need a Blackhawks player suspended next week.
Well, we also are going to be following the goings-on for the winter meetings. Bruce Levine is going to get us updated with everything.
Yeah, there's some baseball stuff to get into and talk about, some conversations we had over the weekend.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of stuff. I just saw a note from Bob Nightingale, who said that the Cubs are not at all interested in bringing back Aroldis Chapman. But
that was kind of known. Right.
I didn't think that was news. Right. I thought that was pretty clear.
Particularly when he's demanding $100 million.
But he says he's not.
No, he just says he deserves it.
Right. According to he said, he was pushing back against the news that he's demanding $100 million. And then he said, I am not demanding $100 million. However, I do think I deserve a $100 million right. contract.
Not demanding it, but I deserve it.
Aroldis, you're kind of demanding it.
And then he fell asleep.
When you announce that you feel that's what you deserve, that's sort of tantamount to a demand. But there's a lot of stuff. It is a Bears Monday. We will have Matt Bowen at the top of the hour. The Boers and Bernstein Show with Matt Avaticola in today. You have the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts, plus your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by the Ed Napleton Automotive Group. Second to none since 1931.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel. Oh. See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Attention all CDL Class A drivers. Maine's Paper and Food Service is now hiring and wants you. Maine's is a family-owned company growing exponentially in Chicago and hiring CDLA drivers for immediate employment. Drivers will receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus and benefits start on day one. Apply now by visiting maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. That's maines.net/careers or call 630-295-5126. Call local Geico agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
This Friday,
some babies getting made tonight.
Not here on company property.
You're invited to the office Christmas party.
# greatest party ever.
Who are you sending that to?
Everyone in Chicago.
Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, TJ Miller, Jillian Bell, Vanessa Bayer, Courtney B. Vance, with Kate McKinnon and Jennifer Aniston.
Did you rent a live baby?
Yeah, for the nativity scene. Quiet. It's cheaper than you think.
Office Christmas Party, directed by Will Speck and Josh Gordon. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters this Friday.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.
Most popular music. 10 years ago, 2006.
Number 3.
Akon, Smack That.
Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor.
Number 2. Beyonce, Irreplaceable. And the number 1 song this week, 10 years ago in 2006. Akon, I Wanna Love You.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
Today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Rajon will be suspended for tonight's game for conduct detrimental to the team. He and I met yesterday, had a good meeting. He'll meet us at the plane tonight. He'll be back in uniform tomorrow against Detroit and moving forward. As far as details, guys, I'm not going to get into the details of it. We're going to move past it. And again, he'll be back in uniform tomorrow. Yeah, I'll say this, Rajon, as we've all said, has been great. He's been a great teammate. I've enjoyed, the relationship that we've developed. And again, it's not going to change moving forward.
Yeah, these are the things you deal with, though. This is just the first one. you know, the first third of the season, they just start to add up. They wear on coaches, they wear on players, and then for all the good examples that he can set as a veteran and a leader, you put this in the other category that you do sometimes have young players that see this, like, you know, why is he tripping? What's he doing? And it's just another thing that you're forced to manage that you wouldn't otherwise have to manage.
Yeah, but the only positive about that with his particular situation is that he's not like the leader or the voice for this team.
Because Dwayne Wade is there.
Right. And if Dwayne Wade's not there, it might be more of an issue to this team and whatever chemistry they might develop throughout the season. But, you know, he's more of a side piece than anything, so it's fine.
Did Wade even make the trip? I know he didn't play. So maybe it's a question of him actually being there. Maybe if Wade's there, if he's involved,
physically not there, this could be an issue. Yeah.
Or if he's playing and the team is doing better because he's playing, maybe this doesn't happen.
Right.
So I think you're right to bring that name up as far as the overall effect. Now, you were talking about some, you know, the conversations over the weekend regarding the Cubs and all that. There's so much out there. It's difficult to make sense of what's real, what's not. My general belief, and this is not even talking about like the Twitter noise of the various fake Rosenthals and fake Nightingales. So remember, you know, it's happened to the best of us. So make sure you look for that blue check mark. There are talks that are real that don't necessarily mean anything material is going on. So if I have somebody say, hey, I heard such and such talked about such and such, I believe it because a lot of stuff gets theoretical. There are all kinds of outreaches and valuations,
right,
and names floated and things discussed. And it may be completely true when you hear crazy names talked about, but it also may not mean anything.
Right. It may not mean anything because the depth of those conversations may be very limited.
Sure.
It could be very, like over the weekend, I heard about the Tigers and the Cubs and Justin Verlander, and I even heard a couple different names tossed around. Okay. So that's, you know, I get told that. I have no reason, but to just believe the guy that I trust who's told me that. But it doesn't mean that it could have been a simple phone conversation or a simple passing in the hallway of, hey, what would you guys do about, you know, blah, 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 this kind of situation. Oh, you know, it could be a very limited conversation. It doesn't mean it didn't take place, even if it's a crazy situation. Now, one thing I do respect about Al Avila and the Tigers, about 4 weeks ago, he talked with Verlander and Cabrera and Martinez and Kinsler and said, you guys are going to hear your names talked about with all these trade rumors. It's going to come up. Just be prepared for it. Don't panic. Don't get, you know, don't call up in the middle of the night questioning or, you know, in a
right, don't lose sleep over
right,
it.
Just
yeah.
It's going to happen. This is where we're at as an organization. This is where we're at as a team. Here's, you know, what we feel and know about you guys. But your name's going to come up. You are going to be part of our offseason conversations. I respect that there's no games about it. There's no, you know, there's no lying. There's no hiding the truth. There's no, well, you know, we haven't done that. There's no, we're not in consideration of trading Justin Verlander.
Part of the business.
It's part of the business. And I respect that approach to it. And you look at a guy in Justin Verlander who's been to two World Series. He's been part of four straight division champions. He's meant a lot more to the Tigers than, say, a guy who, like Chris Sale, who is an excellent pitcher, one of the best in all of baseball over the last 5 years as a starting pitcher. And then there's just nothing but games and just, you know, all the different situations of confusion and what's going on. Oh, we would never do that. You know, just, you know, handle your business like a professional. And I respect that. Avila could go up to a guy like Cabrera, who's one of the best offensive players of this time, and just say, you're going to hear your name talked about. Be, you know, expect that it's going to happen.
And the Verlander is a smart enough guy too. First of all, he's got $28 million a year wherever he is
for the next 3 years. He gets $28 million, and then 2020 kicks in for him on this deal if he finishes top five voting in Cy Young in 2019.
And he's 34.
34. Yeah. So let's, you know, you're talking 35, 36, 37, possibly 38. You know, if it was a 1 year deal, and depending on who the prospects were, I would be happy to have Verlander next year for the Cubs. But
it sounds
great because it's Justin Verlander. But then when you look into it, you know. But then I also heard over the weekend that the Cubs, and I don't know, you know, where the depth of these conversations are, but they're in talks with the A's and the Rays and the Diamondbacks about young pitching. I like that idea better than Justin Verlander. If this is Verlander 4 years ago, maybe, yeah. You know, I might like that.
See,
it sounds great on the surface.
You start asking some of these questions that if the Tigers, clearly if it's Verlander, the Tigers would say, all right, give us Kyle Schwarber, and then we've got a stick for the next 15 years that,
right,
that is just going to just flail away at American League pitching and just pound baseballs for us and won't have to play in the field. And you wonder, the Cubs aren't scared of middle-aged pitchers who have proven that they can stay healthy. You know, they would do their homework on it. They're not afraid of it. You are in the window of your window.
Right.
Right? You're sort of your prime time here, where at least under the new collective bargaining agreement, you're not going to be edging closer to some of these luxury tax numbers, that you've still got room for that deal. You could swallow that Verlander contract and still be okay because your kids aren't getting paid yet.
Right.
Even though you probably do want to start extending them to average out some of the annual values.
Right. Probably in a year or two. Right. I mean, you might see Bryant done next year.
It's a great theoretical question on somebody like Verlander.
See, and here's the thing though, and this is where they're a lot smarter than we are, and their projections for Verlander, given he stays healthy to a certain point, they're going to be a lot closer in what, you know, they're going to project as far as what we could guess. You look at a guy like Verlander in innings pitched, is going back to 2011, 251, 238, 218, 206, had the drop off last year with only 20 starts to 133. But last year, at, you know, 227 innings, 16-9, a 304 ERA. You know, if they get two more Justin Verlander years out of those 4-year deals, you've already won one. If he can, I mean, he's obviously, you know, you want Verlander or John Lackey pitching game 4 of a World Series?
Right. I don't have to answer that.
Right, you don't have to answer that. And so if they get two more Verlander years out of it, you know, then I guess the bottom line is they won one. You can't be afraid of losing Dexter Fowler because you won one. You can't be afraid of the prospect of trading Kyle Schwarber because you've won one. You know, you can't look back.
Context is everything. It changes everything.
Like the whole, like, Gleyber Torres deal for Chapman. You know, a couple years ago, Cub fans are beside themselves.
Because it's all Cubs fans had were some of these attachments and some of this hope and some of this maybe this is the one or maybe this is the guy who's a part of it. The context is totally different.
Because it's done.
It's you won one. Now there's you don't have to be as attached. It's an entirely new world. This is your first offseason. This is your first winter meetings. This is your first time saying, oh, you can't get rid. You can do whatever you want. You
right.
won the World Series. You got one. They're going to try to get more. And now it's not about some of the individual attachment here anymore.
I mean, it is
it breaks something.
The absolute beauty of it for the Cubs, not only walking in as the champions, but, you know, from walking in as a position of power, mm-hmm. You have, if they're healthy, you have your infield set for what, 7, 8, 9, 10 years?
The problem is you have two outfields full of guys.
Right.
That's your infield, fine, but you have to figure out what's going to, something has to go in your outfield numbers here because it doesn't work. This is the Boris and Bernstein Show, broadcasting from the Score Studios, brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai. Matt Bowen heads our way next to talk a little Bears football on the Score.
Bears beat the 49ers. They're now 3-9 on the season. We're covering the victory, but also looking ahead to their next matchup with the Lions. Get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJ. Tell them the Score sent you and that we love you.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too. providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool.
Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
It's a big, crazy, unlimited world out there. Don't settle for less. Switch to Boost Mobile so you can fly through it all on our fast 4G LTE network. Visit your Boost Mobile store and get unlimited data, talk, and text starting at just $30 a month. Boost Mobile, where you at?
$30 monthly plan includes unlimited domestic talk, text, and data with 1 gigabyte of high-speed data per month with speeds reduced to 2G thereafter. Unlimited voice and data services are on network only. Excludes taxes, coverage, and offers not available everywhere. Prohibited network use rules, additional terms, and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or in-store for complete details.